Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey, it's 9:24. It's a Friday morning, and the Falcons won a game that Tampa had to win. I don't know how this stuff happens. They're 4-9, now they're 5-9, and it was kind of fun. They finished the drill, made some ridiculously clutch plays in the fourth quarter. We're going to hear from both coaches in a second. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. A lot of decisions have to be made. Your coach, your general manager, your infrastructure of your football team. From fans, your personal seat licenses, your season tickets, your commitment to the franchise. A lot of people with a lot of decisions. You can't have a down three quarters on Wall Street and then have one good day where it shoots up and think everything's okay for the CEO. That's not how it works. Although it was nice to see the spike, and last night the spike was a win on the road at Tampa. Curious how the fans feel. You did it without your biggest offensive weapon, Drake London.
Drake London, yeah.
And one of them. And you did it with a pass rush that is real. Like, the one thing Sandra and I, you know, keep saying, they fixed the pass rush. I mean, they fixed it. They found it. You're not going to get a guy in the top 10 of the draft, which you don't have a top 10 pick, that's better than James Pierce Jr. You're just not. That guy is a sack leader in the NFL. Like, he's already got six straight games as a rookie with a sack. And he's, every time he makes a play, it affects the game, and he continues to do that. And maybe that's why sacks are so nice, because you go from second and four to third and 15. Those plays matter as well. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. After the game, somewhat embattled, Todd Bowles, head coach of the Bucks, not a happy camper.
It's inexcusable. You don't make excuses. You got enough. You got care enough. It's got something to you. It's more than a job. It's good. How well do you know your job? How well can you do your job? Well, you can't sugarcoat that. It was inexcusable, and there's no answer for it. There's for no excuse for it. That's what you tell them in the locker room. Looking.
The Bucks start 6-2 and have gone 1-5 ever since. That seat is extremely hot for Todd Bowles, despite all the division titles that they have. Dee Alford, I can't believe we haven't mentioned him yet, Steak, because that was an all-timer last night.
That was beautiful.
That was a get up in the air, make a big play. The game changes on that moment because they were marching down. It was 28-14.
Yeah, two ways to handle it when you get called up by your coach. Either you're like, oh, really? You're going to blame all this on us? Yeah. What about you and the coaching staff? Or there is rallying the troops and finding a way to beat Carolina twice. Here's more Todd Bowles saying, it's the players. We coach them. We can't make the plays. They're the ones.
At this point, you've seen everything in the season. You know, the coaches have done everything they can do. This is a player-driven team in the last 4 or 5 weeks. You got to execute, and they got to hold each other accountable. As a coach, you can sit there till you blue in the face until they start holding each other accountable. Jeez. And doing the little things right. And that's not everybody. Now we're talking about a small select few, but the small select few is what's getting us beat. And until that happens, it's not going to get right. So we got to get up and go to work tomorrow.
No matter how bad today looks. He's absolutely calling them out. Oh, my God. Having a hissy fit over there, right?
I love that we use a hissy fit on a nice Friday. Baker Mayfield is Peter the Powder, and Mike Evans was absolutely having a meltdown on the sideline. So, That's a them problem.
Let's talk about Kyle Pitts. 3 touchdowns, absolute dominant performance, 11 catches.
Targeted 12 times, and he got him 11.
11 catches. Yeah. Here's his coach with Arch.
That's what Atlanta's been waiting for, man. And he showed out tonight. He gave us and showed us what he is and what he can be. All the things that we've been asking for, all the things that we push him to do, his ability to go out there and do those things and mentally stay strong and stay sharp for us was absolutely awesome.
I mean, there's a lot of clutch plays, but again, it's too little too late. It's not maybe too little too late. No, it's too little too late. It was nice. Kirk Herbstreit said Falcons were eliminated last week. Look at the fourth quarter they're having. A lot of heart, a lot of fight in this group. All those words are nice. I won't deny them. I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to make light of what was a thrilling win, but like, you know, it is what it is.
It's on a short week, too, if y'all watched the meet and greet, talk and walk with Bijan pregame, Bijan was like, we're going to play loose tonight. We're going to start to have some fun. Because, in other words, this has not been fun. So maybe that was just part of
it. Yeah,
like,
I mean, listen, Bijan put it on the rug, and it was 28-14, and this thing was headed to blowout city. And you're like, we're in the fourth quarter, down by 2 touchdowns, and we blow both 2-point conversions. But we went right down the field at 28-14, make it 28-21, and then the D. Alford play that you spoke of, which was a game-changing play. You get it back. You finish the drill on that one. Again, you don't get the 2-point conversion because of the pressure. And then again, because of your defensive pressure, you get the ball back, and everybody on the sideline knows Kirk Cousins is very capable of a field goal with 2 minutes left. Doesn't matter how much time. Did it at the end of the first half.
Yep.
Look how we went down the field at the end of the first half to hit Kyle Pitts. So it's everything you wanted, dreamed of, thought of, Kyle Pitts, Kirk Cousins, defensive pass rush, but you were incredibly undisciplined. 18 penalties, I believe.
19 penalties, 125 yards.
Yeah, I mean,
the Bucs had 4 penalties, which is somebody needs to review this tape. There should never be a ball game where there is that lopsided. 15 more penalties than the other team. Something is wrong.
Well, they were picking on the right guys, and we just were undisciplined. A lot of face masks, a lot of holding. I don't know how we won this game.
Like, AJ Terrell, what in the wide world of sports happened to him last night? And Kobe Bryant.
3 or 4 of his own?
4.
4.
4 of his own. Kobe Bryant, Baker Mayfield knew what to do once Mike Hughes was out. He's like, where's Kobe? I'm going to throw his way. And he was getting scorched until he didn't. And God bless that young man.
404-726-0929. I'd love to hear from you. It is what it is. You're going to come into next year. Kirk Cousins will probably not be on your team. Kyle Pitts will not be on your team. There's a lot of guys that may not be, you can't afford, that are good players. You can't afford Jalen Walker on a rookie deal. You can't afford, of course, James Pierce Jr. You can't afford Michael Penix. You can't afford Bijan. These are all rookie deal guys. It's the non-rookie deal guys that have to make real decisions about. Let's get Theo. You're on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all?
Hey, good.
Yeah, I just think... Yeah, last night was like the most Falcons classic win ever. Like, it surprises us, but it shouldn't, because, you know, that's, they always win when you never expect it. Like, how did Kyle Pitts do what he did? He looked like a new person. And it also makes you think, should we have just started Kirk Cousins all year? Because he didn't forget how to play quarterback.
Theo, like, I was thinking the same thing, and I was like, trial by fire. I know Penix is only going to get better by playing, but man... There's that did not look like a backup quarterback in the NFL last night at all. I thought the same thing.
I mean, they kept him around. They did not move him because the thought was you're going to be in a hunt for the playoffs. And while all these teams from Joe Burrow and, you know, Jaden Daniels and you know, one team after another, you know, you're all going to lose your quarterback at some point. The thought was this guy could fill in whenever Penix goes down, if he goes down, and we will keep winning. That was the thought. Well, yes, you could see that guy can start in the NFL and win. And it just doesn't matter. That's the problem. It literally
doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because he's not going to be on your team. It doesn't matter because you're out of the playoffs. It doesn't matter because he's doing it with guys that probably won't be part of the roster. It doesn't matter. But it was nice to win. So let me be clear. Thank you for the call. Sarah in Cumming, you're on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
I'm a season ticket holder, and this is going to be my last year. Like you guys said earlier, it's like getting back with an ex. But, you know, it's over. It's over for me, man. I've been a fan. I was born in 97, so I've seen a lot of good years, but I've seen a lot of tough losses, too. My father was a season ticket holder before I was of age, and I'll always love him, but I'm just going to love him from the couch next season.
So there's nothing they could do in the final 4 weeks or month to change you saying sayonara to your investment?
If they fire Raheem Morris, I'll consider staying. I'll consider it. If they get Raheem Morris out of here, that would be the only thing that would do it for me to make me consider.
Appreciate the phone call. Listen, they're going to have to send a message to their fan base. We said it all week long. You're going to have to get out in front and explain what's different, you know?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Rusty and I had a lengthy conversation about Kirby Smart, who I don't think is ever going to take the job, but it would be that kind of a, everything is changing, we're handing football over to somebody. Rich McKay's not involved, it's not about coordinators or GMs, right? It's about this guy is in charge of everything that we do with the football side of the building, and have faith that this guy knows how to bring us out of the doldrums.
I think adversity reveals character. You saw a lot of character with our Atlanta Falcons last night. Kirk Cousins specifically, that everybody wants to hate on this guy. He was magnificent last night. He really was. And Bijan and Kyle.
He was a leader.
He was
like you said, he was a real
leader.
He was
a field general. He took over that game.
Unbelievable. 29-28 win. Hey, what's coming up here?
Mark Bowman, y'all, joining us from the winter meetings.
He's at the winter meetings?
Yes, but we'll do it. Well, I just want to hear his take because apparently Suarez is going to be the setup. Are they sure about that?
Mike Yastrzemski, by the way.
Mike,
a very interesting move there.
Yeah. Did you hear what he said on MLB Network? He goes, I was trying to interrupt the Braves when they were trying to sell me on them and go, like, I just want to be a part of your team. I just want to – I'll take it.
Yeah, both guys
love
speaking
it.
Out as well. So yep. Lots to get to. Sean McDonough later on. Brandon Lang. we'll do some picks. We'll do buy or sell all coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.